library con, even.
So
not too close.
Not too close. I'm not trying to go wall.
Don't bore the microphone. Okay, audio sync.
I can just do it.
I love everybody applauding.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, audio sync
increased. We're off to a good start. Welcome to a special live episode recording of the Top Dogs podcast, coming straight to you from Furry Weekend Atlanta. In this episode, we're diving into the world of furry conventions and sharing insider tips to help you make the most out of your con experience. From discussing our personal histories with FWA to offering advice for first-time attendees, we'll cover everything you need to know to navigate the furry con space like a pro. Plus, we'll explore essential etiquette guidelines, must-have items to bring with you, and share memorable experiences from the past conventions. Join us as we delve into the excitement of furry cons and envision their future evolution on this special live episode recording of the Top Dogs podcast at FWA 2024. I'm Stream Arkadad.
I'm Whiplash Wolf.
I'm Sakata Hanatsuki.
I am Revenge. We are here at FWA 2024. It's super exciting to be here. I know that the podcasters have some really good tips and tricks for everybody here. Soccer has some great ideas. So let's dive into that just a little bit. What's your guys' history with FWA?
We're not including COVID. So I've been here since 2014. So this is my ninth year being at this con.
Damn.
The first year, they've actually been in this hotel for the past 8 cons. So Marriott's been very good to us. But first one's like the West End, I can't remember it was anymore. It's been so long. This con has grown immensely since I first started coming. I think the 14, it was like 3,000 people. And that was about 10,000 more of that. This con, it seems like. If you get kind of like anxiety over big cons, I feel like a smaller con would be a good place to start. Because like a lot of people, especially in a very tight like package, like especially these three hotels have, maybe a small con would be a good place to start.
So this is actually my second time attending FWA. I was there last year, so we're currently 2024, so 2023, 2024 was the two cons I attended. It is one of the biggest cons I've ever attended to, and honestly, it's really impressive to see the amount of people and how you get to meet so many people at the same time and see all your friends that you've been talking to either on Telegram, on Twitter X, or VR chat. It's fantastic. My previous cons have been Fernal Equinox, where I met my wonderful, lovely husband, which is behind the camera. That con, I think it had less than 1,000. And this year, I'm pretty sure at FWA, we busted the 10,000. Like Whiplash said, if you're new to going to conventions and you tend to have social anxiety, might be a little bit hardcore for our first one. Definitely try to aim for some cons that are a little bit smaller. I think that would help. But take a small step at a time. I mean, in order to improve, you have to step out of your comfort zone a tiny little bit, one step at a time, not too far. But yeah, I think it's fantastic to be here. I'm really happy.
Admittedly, this is actually my very first year at FWA. I am very, very much a con veteran since 2006, but this is my very first time ever coming to this convention. And, you know, I will say that, like, it's been pretty awesome getting to see, like, you know, how the convention is run here in Atlanta, all, like, the different, like, they have it spread across, like, what, 3 hotels, I think?
Absolutely.
Like, I've been to MFF since 2011, and they're between the con space and the Stevens Center, the convention center, because they had to expand. But having this one spread across 3 separate hotels, and you have to travel in between them all, it's big. It's very big convention. This being the Top Dogs, you know, convention that they all go to, you know, finally get to meeting all of you guys has been absolutely phenomenal, and it's just like, I've been enjoying myself. This is gonna be one that I definitely don't forget.
This con has changed its layout every year since 2022 has begun. Because 2022 was, so 2022 was the first year they expanded into the Hyatt, like, for, like, the con itself, and then last year it was just mainly the Marriott and this, and then now expanded through all 3 hotels for the actual, like, convention itself. They've been using all three hotels since 2022, but it's just been getting, you know, larger as it goes. And Elevator Con is a real thing. It is very much so. So
yes. Oh my god.
So plan, if you do come to VizCon, go to the gym and do the stair steppers. Trust me. I did that before this, and thank God.
With you, Sakura, being first time, what do you think would be kind of like your expectations or kind of like tips and tricks for a first timer coming to a con like this?
Coming to a convention like this with as big as it is, it's actually one thing that a friend of mine started instituting is going with a buddy system. You know, making sure that you're there with somebody that you're comfortable with, somebody that you can trust, somebody you can rely on, somebody that, you know, if forbid whatever reason that, you know, you start having that mental breakdown, you know, you've got somebody there next to you. Know your limitations. Like, you know, if you want to go to a panel, but then, for example, like if there ends up being too many people there and that's going to set you off, you know, feel free to step away. But just be like, hey, I can't do this. It's all about finding your comfort zone at a convention, especially one as big as this. For me, it's just, it's not pushing yourself beyond what you're capable of. And always remember to take care of yourself.
If you go to a con, my main thing, you can say at other cons that the main con itself is not going to be at. But honestly, to me, I don't really enjoy that as much. But if you do go to the con hotel that it's at, always make sure that if you go with someone, you know who that person that you're rooming with and not just some random person online. I can tell you this, I did it with people that I didn't really know back home. Big mistake. Very big mistake.
I've done it.
But especially if you're someone over the internet and you don't know who they are and they, you know, ask for money up front, never. The hotels don't charge you until the day of the convention. So you give them that money that day in person. Otherwise, you know, situations, plenty of people at this con gotten, like, scammed out of their money. Always come prepared with necessities, especially deodorant.
Yes.
Please.
Deodorant.
Bring two God. In case you lost, you lose one.
There, so, yeah, go ahead.
And there's also that rule, especially at every single con, doesn't matter which one it is. It's 6-2-1, you have 6 hours of sleep, you have 2 meals a day, and take 1 shower at least. But in my recommendation, especially if you're fursuiting, 3. Please. Because trust me, you will stink quickly, especially here in FWA in the south during May. It is humid. I'm not even full suiting yet. I've been partially most of the time. It's still hot, and I'm used to humidity. Bring necessities, you know, like shampoo. Like, they give you shampoo in these hotels, so you don't have to do that. But do bring, like, toothbrush, toothpaste, necessities, clothing, all the clothing you can. You can never have enough because you may go through a lot of it.
Especially if you're going to be a fursuiter. Bring multiple pairs of, like, underwear and socks and, you know, like, you know, maybe a couple of, like, you know, like, the body armor undersuits because, like, A, you're going to get swampy really quickly. B, like, if you're going to be going to, like, multiple places throughout the day, like, you know, suit for a few hours, go back, change your underpants, go back out. Because, like, at the end of the night, if you end up at a room party, and, I mean, if you're swampy, nobody's going to want to come near you, and that's going to be gross.
Nah.
So, do not be afraid to pack extra undergarments. Especially. You'll be doing everybody a favor.
The underbody armor, I only have one. I thought after 8 years I would have learned my lesson. Luckily, I don't have body stench. I'm really lucky on that. And I have fans to, you know, blow it out, and I can wash it. It's never been a problem, but I should consider doing that. Yes. Get extra Under Armour for your fursuit.
Yes.
If you're going to be fursuiting, get a room at the hotel. I've done it where I just had to cross the street to go to the con space, and I absolutely hated it so much. I was like, you know what? I'm never doing this again. Luckily, what's really fun with FWA is that the three hotels are connected by sky bridges, and the food court is connected to two of the hotels by sky bridges. So in theory, you never need to go outside. So this is really cool. If you're somebody that values your intimacy and privacy, mostly if you have a partner, don't have roommates. Because you have to pick up after them. You have to clean after them. Yes, okay, you're saving money, but at what cost? Me, sometimes I like to go to my room and just doze off and relax. I don't like the idea of having to go back to my room and then my other roommates are doing something and I have to leave because they're not finished. This is one thing that really triggers me a lot. So please take that into consideration and budget accordingly.
When it comes to the whole like roommate situation too, like if you do have roommates, make sure that they're on the same page of like, hey, we're going to help you clean the room. We're going to help you organize it when we leave, you know. Because it's like you said, like, you know, you don't want to be having to pick up after people. You know, you're 3, 4, 5 days at a convention, the place is a mess, and then your friends are just kind of like, deuces, I'm out, and then, you know, it's all on you. So it's best to go with friends, like people you know, people you trust, people that you know will, you know, be there alongside you, who will help maintain everything in that room. And that was also to, like, you know, Whiplash's point, too, of not going with, you know, complete randos. I've done it before. It ended up a huge disaster. If you're going to do the whole roommate thing beyond your partner, take friends with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you come to a convention with plans, about 90% of them will not work out.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that. Thanks for covering that up for me.
Because there's so much that happens at a con that you may not have find the time, or something may happen with the other person you had plans with, and it may not just go through altogether.
Don't make any sort of plans, because if you make promises to people, I guarantee you stuff is going to happen out of the blue, and those plans are going to go out the window, and then you're going to look up like the bad person. And it applies in every single aspect of the con. You know, even if you're doing, you know, more stuff later at night, don't promise anything to anyone, because things shift constantly. For me, it was quite difficult at first because I'm an organizational freak. I have a schedule in my day, and I had to let go of it. And honestly, it feels kind of good having no plans, because it's less stressful. You're like, oh, I got to be there in 5 minutes. No, you don't. So I give myself one or two things I want to do, one or two panels. I go to them, and then after that, I just go with the flow. Take it easy.
I've had a full schedule. Like, I use that Google schedule thing.
The schedule docs, yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't attended anything that I've wanted to go to. I filled that entire thing of like, I want to go to this panel, I want to go to that panel, I want to see this thing. I haven't done a single one of them. I've seen people, they actually get really upset, like, if they miss a panel or that they didn't get to do something. And, you know, you can't beat yourself up over that. Cons are they're spontaneous. They're very of the moment. You don't know what you're going to be doing from one moment to the next. And so, like, being okay with missing, you know, panels or missing an event or something like that, don't let it ruin your con experience. You know, just go with the flow. Enjoy what you're going to enjoy, and, you know, take each moment as best you can, you know, and enjoy every moment.
Cons are very chaotic, so don't make expectations, because you'll be disappointed.
I've gotten to know Stream quite well, and he is a very organized person. Very, very, like, to the point it's scary. I've gotten terrified from this man and his organization. Like, oh my gosh.
Dude, but my dial is at 10%.
it is. Being able to see you come to this con and then not be on that type of schedule and seeing how freely you've been has been amazing.
It feels good, honestly.
It does.
Oh my God, I let go.
But then the second that we leave, it's back onto that schedule. Yeah. Like, we work so hard, but now this guy. There's a lot that happens with cons that you go to, whether this be your very first con, or if you've been to another one. What are your best memories or experiences that you've had either at this con or at another con?
I think probably the best con experience I had was, I don't remember what year it was, but I was at MFF, Midwest Fur Fest. And this was actually before I came out as transgender, while I was still married. And I was at a room party, and they were playing Truth or Dare. Silly me, I picked Dare. And they're kind of like, all right, you're going to put on this girl's outfit, and we're going to make you pretty.
Oh.
But I'm like, no, please, no. I was still very cis male at the time, and I'm like, no, please, no. But they dressed me up, you know, they did something with my hair and everything. And, you know, I felt a bit foolish for a little bit. But then it was the darndest thing, is just all of a sudden something just kind of clicked in my head, like, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be. And I began questioning it, like, really hard. And when we got done with the party, I'm in the bathroom kind of, like, undoing things. But I remember standing in front of the mirror and staring at myself, being like, what is this feeling that I have within me? Why am I okay with this? And you know, admittedly, I didn't know what transgender was. I had a friend explain it to me at the party. Like, you know, I'm like, what are these feelings I'm having? He's like, well, have you thought that you might either be like a crossdresser or do you think you might be transgender? They talked me through the whole thing. And they validated a lot of the feelings that I've actually had for a long time that I didn't know what those feelings were. And so that actually, from that day, began my journey of self-discovery of who I was, who I am, and to what you see today. So that day will always forever live really big in my heart.
Me, I have a few.
Pick one.
Of course I'm going to talk about you. Oh my God. Can you let me speak? My husband is like...
I mean, to be fair...
I was going to bring it up.
To be fair, if you wasn't going to talk about it, you was going to hear about it after.
Oh, I'm
going to
be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, sure. You probably would be on the couch.
I mean, this room is really nice, but still.
You're right.
Honestly, my biggest memory was the first time I met my husband, Boom Boom, which was on the Valentine's Day episode, which we ended up making 3 TikTok clips out of it because it was so funny. This was my first con. I just finished making my first suit, which is still the one that I have today. I've modified it a little bit. And I met him for the first time, and I immediately felt a connection with him. I didn't expect it. I didn't know what it was at first. I'm like, there's something that is drawing me to this person. I don't know why. And then later on with time, both of our relationship on our side didn't end up working out. And then later up, we started hooking up, and then we built what we have today. And we're married. It's been 8 years, almost 12 years in a relationship. So Fernal Equinox is kind of a special con for me and my husband. And I definitely want to go back because it's been so epic. So we have good memories out of that. My second highlight, I would say, was FWA last year when I met the person that motivated me and inspired me to go through the hurdles of making a fursuit, and it's meeting Telephone. So I met her in real life. I told her, look, you are my source of inspiration. I was watching the YouTube compilations. You were in it, and I absolutely love what you do. And she was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And she was super sweet. I loved it. And also last year and this year, I met the Pack of Nines. So I felt I found all my brothers, all my Argonine brothers.
You found your brother.
Yeah, and we took a picture. And this year, there were more Pack of Nines than last year. There were seven or eight of them. And then there were two other Arcanines. So I took this giant group picture. I'll send it to our editors. But basically climbed there on the right. And like, there were like 3 or 4 cameras recording, filming and doing stuff. And like the cameraman's like, all right, who wants to live your live long dream and sit with all these Arcanines? And it's like, the mind starts going. So yeah, I felt honored to be there. It was super cool. The guys are sweet. They don't speak, sadly. I would love to speak with them, but they don't.
So there's one specifically. It's called FursonaCon, and it's down in Virginia Beach, where I used to live at. And it's a very small con. They branched off from NecoCon that was also happening at the same time there. So this is my very first con, a small con. My very first actual con was AC, AnthroCon. Very first small con, you know, I came in with a lot of expectations to coming into a con. Didn't really understand the aspect of it being a small con, but it was probably one of the best cons I've went to for it being such a small con, because the people there were great. You've always had a great conversation. They were always there to help. There was always something to do when there's nothing to do. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And one of the directors actually is a staff member for FWA here. His name is Tier. And getting to know Tier has opened my eyes so much in the furry fandom, to the point where he actually wanted me to partake in the dance competition that they had there. Wow. And that was the first time I ever did a dance competition. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go all out. I'm just going to have fun with it. So at that con, I don't know if I was the very first one, but I was one of the few who actually did a performance in 6-inch stilettos. And that was probably the best time that I've ever had. Everyone loved it. Me providing that performance and seeing everyone enjoying themselves and having a great time is what made it so memorable for me. That's definitely one of the best memories that I have, is being able to make people laugh, be around your friends, have a great time, socialize and everything like that, just to see the joy in everyone's faces is the best memory for me.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
So will I dance in heels again? Yes. Will I break an ankle? Yes, absolutely. I will do it. I will do it, but that's okay.
Ladies, gentlemen, gentle envies, and everything in between. Stay updated with the Top Dogs podcast by subscribing to our YouTube channel and ringing that notification bell. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Hit that follow button to be notified of every new episode. Share the love by leaving us a quick rating. Connect with our community by joining the Discord server and Telegram chat community. You'll find all the necessary links in our link tree down below, and we truly appreciate the support. Thank you.
Hey, Top Dogs fans, if you're looking to snag awesome perks while supporting us, explore our server subscription on Discord or Patreon. By becoming a podcast supporter, you'll access exclusive behind-the-scenes footage, join supporter meetups, express yourself with a custom hand-drawn emoji featuring the Top Dogs team, and chat with a podcast team and fellow fans. Plus, we've got the new After Dogs show for mature audiences only at just $2.99 a month. Craving more? Upgrade to the Podcast Supporter Plus for $5.99 a month. Enjoy episode voting, suggest podcast episodes, and be part of our live audience. Plus, unlock exclusive sneak peeks of upcoming ideas, merch drops, and much more in the future. There's no obligations to join these subscriptions, but your support genuinely makes a huge difference for our team. And to those who've already subscribed, a heartfelt thank you sincerely from the bottom of our hearts.
How do you guys balance, like, the social aspect of the furry cons, like panels and workshops and like scheduling events and everything like that? How do you balance that?
I think the best way to look at this is look at the schedule of all the panels and things that's going to be there and make yourself a list with priority number one, priority number two, and priority number three. Now, priority one has to be the smallest number because it is guaranteed that you're not going to complete list three or not even list two. So for me, for instance, I had two main targets that I really was aiming for concerning things I wanted to attend. It was the content creator meetup, which I didn't actually check if there was one. And you know what? That's perfectly fine. But the number one I didn't want to miss was the VR chat meetup. Now, everything else is secondary. And if I have free time, I'll go. Otherwise, I won't do it. I want this to be a vacation and not me running around like a headless chicken. So honestly, is as simple as go with the flow, hang out with your friends, don't make promises, and just have fun with it.
Every con, this one has their own app for it. You can actually go through scheduling, see what each day brings to you, see what you may want to go to. But every con, even after you do registration at the convention, they usually have like a pamphlet you can pick up, and each day will describe what is going on that day, at what time, or at in the hotel or web panel, stuff like that. You can always look and choose between what you would want, and like Stream said, choose what you want to go to the most as first. Each thing is usually between 30 minutes to about an hour, hour and a half possibly. Maybe 2 hours, I'm not sure, I haven't seen many like that. Now, you don't have to like force yourself to go to every one of these things. Just choose what you really want to go see. Because you try to force yourself to go see everything, you're going to stress yourself out big time. And you don't want to do that when you're on vacation. Vacation is about having fun, relaxing, not living like your normal self when you're back home.
Don't be mad if like things don't work out. I had a whole list of things that I wanted to attend, didn't do any of them. Like we were saying before, it's about going with the flow. It's about, you know, what's going to happen next, because you might have one friend who wants to hang out and that's going to get in the way of you going to a panel, but you might create a more memorable experience with that friend than, you know, you listening to somebody lecture for 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, you're creating that friendship, that relationship with somebody. So that's honestly what I do when I go to conventions. I'm always here for the friends. I never really go to the conventions for the panels. Occasionally I'll go to the shows if I think they're interesting, but like I'm here to hang out with people, have fun, create memories, you know, have experiences. And to me, that's the most important thing to a convention. Because, like, you know, we get to sit here, we have, you know, tails and ears and fursuit heads, and we get to do things that, you know, we don't get to do in, like, a public space outside of this. So we can create even stronger memories and, you know, even better experiences. And, like, that's so much more valuable than, like, you know, forcing yourself to set a schedule to attend panels or events or anything like that. Just create memories, because those will last with you forever. Panels will last 30 minutes.
You made me realize all the things I put on my priority list were events and panels that I can meet with people and create memories. So I agree with you.
There we go. See, there we go.
How to make beer. Cool. I'll look it up on YouTube. Not to shame people that do it. It's great. Everybody that does panel about how to do fursuit, amazing. But me, it's like socializing, making memories. It's absolutely what I want to do, and it's great.
You know, at a convention like this, you've got people coming from all over the world. You know, we've got you coming from Canada. You know, I'm just north of here. I know we've got people from, you know, like the upper part of the States. We've got people from out of the, like, across the pond who have all come to this convention. So, yeah. Like, you're talking about, you know, connecting in one place. And those are the people that you want to get a hold of. Those are the people you want to talk to. Those are the people you want to create those memories with. Versus, again, going to a panel. Because, you know, you may not get to see them ever again because they might just come here for the one convention.
Yeah.
Prioritizing the memories is one of the greatest things that we can do in this community, as far as making sure that we can attempt to make the time to socialize and be able to hang out with friends and everything like that in a community that provides it for us. Mm-hmm. But then here comes the flip side to that point, because yes, we want to create memories, we want to do all these things when it comes to the furry cons, but the hardest issue is probably going to be the budgeting aspect. For me, this is the first time for me being at FWA. I had an expectation from being at bigger cons like Anthrocon and MFF as far as budgeting wise. Have I sticked to my budget? No.
Who does?
Absolutely not.
I was gonna say,
who does?
Yes, I'd have called you a liar.
So now I'm going to be in trouble when I get home. But that's besides the point.
You started since you're the one that flew or drove all the way down here from Canada.
Well, my way to budget thing is I put everything on my business expense. So make yourself a business and put it on there. So, no, but in all seriousness, I think budgeting ahead of time is really good. Check out ahead of time what is the price of the room, the price of the ticket. Calculate about $75 to $80 per day of eating. And then add a little extra 20% just in case as a safe margin. Mm-hmm. Now, we... When you're taking vacation, it's also salary that is not coming in. So take that into consideration. Me, in order to get here and sell my merch, I had to travel because there's no way I'm bringing 5 totes of stuff through an airport. No, absolutely no way. So I'm not going to say what it is. You guys can read between the lines.
That would be quite the conversation with TSA.
Yeah.
Because I would love to be the fly on the wall when that happens, when you bring them totes. And they're like, oh, sir, you got to come with me. We got to take a look at this. Like,
yeah.
I got
hats, though. Revenge has one. I got hats. I live in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So in order to make this possible, to make it so that I can actually put it as a business expense, which it is going to be, and I've been making sales through the whole weekend, so it's justifiable. What I did is I actually traveled with my car, but that required me to do 2 days of traveling, 20 hours, one way, and then I have to do 2 days back. So I had to calculate the fact that I have to take 2 extra days off of traveling, so that's money I'm not getting into my bank account, and I'm actually spending money during that time. So if you plan to travel by car versus taking a plane, it's good to budget which one is cheaper for you. Because when you travel by plane, okay, you save time, but you have to get that extra luggage fee for your fursuit. You got to get a taxi. You got to drive around. Here, I have my own car. If I need to run errands, I can just go. It's really easy. It's super convenient, but I had to sacrifice time for it. So things to be considered, flying, driving, what you're bringing to. If you have a lot of stuff with you, driving is a good option. But if you're like, hey, I don't have a fursuit, I don't have merch, I just want to go, then taking a plane is very fast and efficient. So it really depends on what your objective is.
Budgeting for these can be kind of difficult just depending on where you're going to. Now, the first time I went to BLC, I thought I had money, plenty of money to actually, you know, spend there. But this one over here knows how expensive BLC was. And also, another thing is, do not do two cons back to back.
Oh, gosh.
Back in 22, I bid FWA, and then 3 weeks later, so it was BLC in Reno. And I drove here to FWA, so that wasn't even that much of an expense, honestly, and I didn't really spend that much here. But Reno was a different story. I flew there. That was like $700 because it was in May or June, so plane tickets are expensive. Reno itself is expensive, not even just with gas, just with food. A small Starbucks coffee in the main hotel itself was $10.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't have one back home, but I do now. It was a place called Fat Tuesdays in the lower levels of the hotel. And I'm sure I spent $200 there on just drinks. I didn't really spend much there at the dealer's inn, but that was like, it's a frozen daiquiri with alcohol in it, and it tasted like chocolate. And you didn't even get the taste of the alcohol. Oh, it was in there, though.
So good.
See, that sounds very delectable and delicious. But thank God that I cannot have it. So, yes. That's fine.
But I'll continue on. But when you are financially planning for stuff like that, especially unless you're making good money, do not play two cons back-to-back, please. It will financially break you for months on end. I always recommend doing like a cons, maybe if you can, spread them out between 4 months apiece. Or if you can do more than that, 3 months apiece, because I did that before. And it's much manageable when you spread them out between them. Because at each con, you're guaranteed to spend, like, regardless of the hotel costs and whatever plane costs or traveling costs in a vehicle, about $1,000 to $2,000, depending on what you do. Like, nothing is going to be cheap at a con. Food expenses can be, depending on where you go to. But anything inside of a con can be. Like, and everyone here knows this. Like, go to Dealer's Den or Artist Alley or try to get a drink at a bar here. Like, I spent $75 the other day on four drinks. Yeah.
I'm here on a $1,000 budget, and that was for hotel, my expenses, my food. We're already into day two now, and I've barely dipped into my budget. So, like...
So you have self-control.
That's the main thing. You gotta have self-control.
Yeah. That's the kicker.
Like,
there.
Yeah, if you don't have self-control, then yeah, 2 to 5K.
But here's the thing: is a lot of people at cons don't have self-control.
Oh my God! Once they're in, they spend.
You should work on then.
I could. Definitely.
Well, I have cars, so I have no self-control.
Oh boy!
Do not put yourself into financial debt over a convention.
Absolutely.
Yes. Do not dig yourself a hole. Do not take out 5 credit cards, blow them all at the convention. And, you know, put yourself into dire straits because of a convention. Best thing to do, start a savings account. Put, like, you know, $30, $50, $100, you know, into, you know, per paycheck into that fund. And then there's your con money in 6 months. You know, 6 months, maybe a year if you're planning out that far. You know, or have a piggy bank or, you know, whatever you take to a convention, make sure that it is just extra play money.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time, actually.
I think we're actually running out of time.
We would love to talk about this for much more longer, but sadly, we have to let you guys go. So we would like to thank you all for joining us today and listening to this podcast. For anybody that has joined, thank you. Shout out Justin. Thanks for being here. I hope you found this very insightful. I hope this will help you for your future con if you're planning to go to one. Hopefully you will be prepared. So yeah, I think we had quite a bit of experience. We have a veteran. I was like in between. You've been a veteran, you've been new, so it's fun. Different opinions for a common hobby and thing we like to do. So thank you guys for joining us today. We wish you a fantastic day, fantastic night, fantastic morning, and we'll see you later next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.